We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese on not a Monday, not a Tuesday, but Ike.
Happy Wednesday, Johnny Marks.
What's up, brother?
Happy Wednesday to everybody else out there as well.
Wednesday is a good day.
Yeah, man.
Used to be hump day with those stupid Geico commercials. Now it's
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday is a Wednesday.
Especially in Philly.
Especially on the Marks and Reese Show.
You feel me?
So check this out. The national narrative has already begun with the Philadelphia Eagles. Helped somewhat by Doug Peterson's book and the loud mouth of Lane Johnson and the chest pumping of the Philadelphia sports fan. And let's just get started with it. So what do you want to do? You want to do Whitlock first? Let's do Whitlock. This is yesterday on, was it First Things First that he's on? Or what's the show he's on Fox Sports 1?
Speak for yourself.
I get him confused. Yeah, because that's the first one that's on. Mm-hmm. Whitlock yesterday, he's talking about Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson, in his book that's being released, spoke about sitting in his office before the NFC Championship game. And Doug Marrone, the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, decided to kneel and go into the tunnel at halftime because he was afraid of what could happen with the Patriots. He'd give the ball up, you'd have a turnover. And Doug freaked out and said, "You don't do that." And he was mad about it. He said it in the book. So here's Jason Whitlock talking about that.
I just see an organization that's just very full of itself. I see a team that feels like they're on top of the world and they reinvented football and they are the end-all, be-all of football, and I just think teams like that oftentimes get humbled. I just tone it down a little bit, Philly. Win a second Super Bowl, then this will seem more justified.
Eagles getting too full of themselves, like Jason Whitlock says, yes.
Well, you can't say act like you've been there before.
Yeah, we haven't. Right? You're right. And maybe this is part of the issue now. Yeah. Fast forward to this morning where our buddy Colin Cowherd, he says the following on Fox Sports 1.
Woo! This team's making a lot of noise. Lane Johnson, offensive lineman, suspended twice, PEDs, has doubled down ripping the Patriots. They put billboards up in New England taunting the Patriots. Head coach, I wouldn't have done what Jacksonville did. Oh, boy. Folks, this is Seattle. I mean, Philadelphia and Seattle. Seattle has a name, the 12th man. Philadelphia Eagle fans, didn't they build a jail at one point in the bottom of the stadium because people were getting in fights? Like, these are arguably the most intense fan bases in the league. Both, by the way, Seattle and Philly have been to three Super Bowls and have one win.
So there you go.
Well, I mean, on the outside, when you look at the team, I could see
too much
where they would come up with this sort of perception of the team this all season. You know, there is a little bit of bluster to us. There's a little bit of sticking our chest out, and not just from a fan's perspective. The players, to a degree, you know, primarily Lane. Like, Lane's been the big talker of everyone this off season, and this isn't necessarily hindsight 2020 thinking on my part. I thought when you win, you know, you enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
Like, there's no need to focus on the New England Patriots, right? We know that this is a team that every fan base would love to have the success that the New England Patriots have had.
Absolutely.
But in that, we become a little jealous of the New England Patriots. Not just Philly, but everybody. Everybody. Every fan base unites around the league whenever a team is playing the Patriots. No one enjoys watching the Patriots lose like the other 31 football sports fan bases in the NFL. we all band together, right?
Yes, we do.
I don't care who the hell the Patriots are playing.
I rooted for the Giants in those right? Super Bowls.
So, yeah. So everybody
I hate the Giants.
I just chose not to root at all.
I kind of did the same thing, but my rooting, I picked the Giants. My rooting interest, really, even if I wouldn't admit it, was I wanted the Giants to win.
Yeah, I figured I was going to be mad as hell regardless.
Yeah, regardless. Yeah, regardless.
But anyway, they have somewhat of a point. And I do believe we need to dial it back a little bit. Now, the Doug thing, listen, he's doing the book. You know, if I was Doug, I wouldn't have gone into detail about my thoughts on what Doug Marrone did. You just don't want to. That in print, that may have sounded okay while Doug was telling the story and recounting what his mom was going through. But in print, that doesn't look good.
Nope.
Doesn't look good. Because it's a coaching fraternity.
Right, because all he's doing is the author of his book that he wrote it with is they do a series of interviews where they're talking about stuff or maybe whatever, and he's recounting what were you doing before the NFC Championship game? And then he goes into, well, I was sitting in the office, and you don't realize what it's going to look like however many months later when it gets put out to now the media and everybody's going to take shots. You're right.
And I'm sure Doug didn't have any type of ill intent when he said what he said. Right? I don't know his relationship with Doug Marrone. I don't think there's any issue there.
Doug Marrone responded
to it. And Doug Marrone responded to it by basically pouring water on it.
Do we have that, too, just to play it? We'll go full circle. Here's Doug Marrone being asked about it.
I got a couple of text messages, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, blah, 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 you know. And I'm just like, hey, Doug won the Super Bowl. Doug did a great job of coaching. You know, I'm sure there's a long line of people that have the same, you know, questions or feelings. And, you know, it's just what you're going to do. I mean, I read a book in the offseason, you know, by Mark Manson, you know, the New York one, number one bestseller on the Times. So, you know, those things happen, and that's it. But I respect the hell out of him and his team, and he won a Super Bowl. So I really can. We lost. And when you lose, you know, you question everything. So I don't have a problem with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very diplomatic about it.
Sure.
Doug, on the other hand, so here's the question. The national narrative right now, and it's already started, is that the Eagles and their fans, you heard it, with the billboards taunting Patriots fans
which
outside of that stadium.
A little bit over the top, but okay.
Oh, totally over the top. frankly, ridiculous.
Yeah.
The plane flying over the whatever. Like, if it's the Cowboys, all right.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'd feel bad. If it was the Cowboys, I'd probably like it more.
Right.
And then Tom Brady went out and totally kicked your team's ass, even if it was a preseason game. The Patriots showed that they're ready for the regular season. The Eagles didn't. But the national narrative right now is that Eagles and their fans are too full of themselves. Do they have a point? 888-729-9494. They do have a point. They absolutely have a point. I mean, the fans are almost a separate category because is that affecting the football team? No.
No.
They do have a point. The team right now is still, even if they say they're not, it looks to me like there's still a little bit of that bask into the Super Bowl. You know why? Because even if you don't realize you're doing it, you still just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of overconfidence there for sure. Jason Whitlock thinks it. Yeah. Colin Cowherd thinks it.
Yeah.
Do you think it?
And listen, Doug tried to reel this thing in after the ring ceremony, right? He talked about it being the end of it and we're moving on to 2018. So I think he, as a coach, has tried to set the proper tone and get everybody on one accord. But it's human nature. And when you have young guys or you have guys that are a little older who know that they're towards the end of their career, they may be just enjoying the fact we just won the Super Bowl. We're world champions. And eventually, you know, being world champions gives you a sense of invincibility. Right? You know, you win the Super Bowl, you automatically think when you step on the field, people...
It's going to be as easy as it was last
people
year.
People are going to basically cow down to you, right? That doesn't happen. It happens sometimes with the Patriots. They can play Jedi mind tricks on you the way they got you beat before you ever get on the field.
Yep.
But more often than not, you're going to get the other team's best shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Eagles need to be ready for when they come out Thursday night against the Falcons, who I guarantee you will be ready to play. You know why? Because they know, regardless of who's starting their quarterback, you won't be at your best that night.
Yep. Now they're going to be ready. I'm worried about that game. Carson Wentz is, I think, going to be starting the game. We'll see. I'm worried about that game. Eagles too full of themselves. The national narrative, too much for the Eagles. Do they need to tone it down? 888-729-9494. I'll tell you this. Fans are way over the top right now. Eagles fans are way, way, way over the top right now.
Rightfully so.
Enjoy it. we're enjoying it like anybody else, but I'm not going to sit here. The last thing I want to do, you get to a point where it's like, all right, people know what my opinion is, that I think it's going to be a lot tougher than a lot of people think. And I've talked about that many, many times. It gets to a point where I don't want people to tune me out because I'm saying, like, the Eagles are going to suck this year or whatever. Because I don't think that, by the way. I think the Eagles still are going to have a good team. But there's not a doubt in my mind that at some point this is going to come where people are going to be like, oh, my God. Like, the people that are saying, everything's great, everything's great, everything's great. You're going to realize that this is another season, it's a different season, and it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult.
Yep.
888-729-9494. Eagles?
I'm ready for it to be difficult. We need to sweat a little bit.
National
8-1 last year, whatever the hell the record was. We
that was a great season.
We didn't sweat until Carson tore his knee up.
That was a fun season.
We didn't sweat for 13 weeks.
Three quarters of the season was easy. Yeah. That was an easy season. Doing dancing, the electric slide.
Electric sliding out there and everything.
Does the national media have a point in what they're saying? 888-729-9494.
We all we need.
Well, they don't have him this year.
We can't even use that anymore.
Yeah, you don't have him this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.